I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The pace of events in the Middle East and North Africa has been breathtaking. Popular uprisings have toppled two dictators and threatened others. Today in Washington, President Barack Obama praised Arabs who have risen up and brought about change through nonviolence. He said the U.S. is on their side, and America's top priority is to support reform that meets the legitimate aspirations of ordinary people. Obama also laced his speech with criticism of the regimes of Libya, Syria, and Iran. The World's Jeb Sharp begins our coverage.
The Arab Spring has put pressure on President Obama to articulate a coherent policy response, but he's been addressing each country on a case-by-case basis. Obama has been weighing the benefits of reform against the strategic costs of alienating key rulers. The president made it clear he was with the protesters in Tunisia and Egypt. In Libya, he went to war on their behalf, but not in Syria, and the picture has been more complicated in Bahrain and Yemen. Today, though, the president laid out some core principles that guide U.S. policy.
The United States opposes the use of violence and repression against the people of the region. The United States supports a set of universal rights. And these rights include free speech, the freedom of peaceful assembly, the freedom of religion, equality for men and women under the rule of law,
and the right to choose your own leaders, whether you live in Baghdad or Damascus, Sana'a or Tehran. Obama announced an economic aid initiative for the region, starting with Egypt and Tunisia. He singled out those countries because Egypt is a long-standing ally and Tunisia was in the vanguard of the democratic wave. By contrast, the president condemned Syria for choosing what he called the path of murder and mass arrest.
The Syrian government must stop shooting demonstrators and allow peaceful protests. It must release political prisoners and stop unjust arrests. It must allow human rights monitors to have access to cities like Daraa and start a serious dialogue to advance a democratic transition.
President Obama said Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has a choice: lead the transition or get out of the way. He compared Syria's crackdown on protesters to that of Iran on the protesters of the Green Revolution 2 years ago. But Obama also acknowledged that it's not just America's foes who are cracking down. It's also friends like Yemen and Bahrain. And he said that friend and foe alike need to understand that they must take the risks that reform entails to have the full support of the United States. Finally, the president called on the Israelis and Palestinians to continue to try to forge a peace, which he argues is now more urgent than ever. And he encouraged Americans to see their own history in the upheaval in the Middle East and North Africa.
Our own nation was founded through a rebellion against an empire. Our people fought a painful civil war that extended freedom and dignity to those who were enslaved. And I would not be standing here today unless past generations turned to the moral force of nonviolence as a way to perfect our union.
President Obama's speech had many audiences today, and he tried to reach them all without causing too much offense. But his broad appeal for peaceful reform doesn't change the tough strategic questions that litter the road ahead. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.